Isaiah chapter 31. Now, Isaiah keeps on and on about this theme, that do not trust in Egypt, because there they were with the Assyrians attacking them, and Isaiah saying, trust in God to save you, and the people wanted to go and get help from Egypt. So, Isaiah says, how terrible it will be for those who go down to Egypt for help, who rely on horses, who trust in chariots because they're many, and in charioteers because they appear so strong, but do not look to the Holy One of Israel. So, they were trusting in the horses and chariots of Egypt, but the cherubim of God are described as his horses and chariots. So it's as if there was all these angels, horses and chariots of angels, who were there to support and save Israel. But they didn't want that. They wanted the horses and chariots of Egypt. But God was very gracious to them, and all the same, just one angel went out and killed 185,000 Assyrians to save them. So, the Egyptians are men, not God, and their horses are flesh and not spirit. When Yahweh stretches out his hand, anyone who tries to stop it is going to stumble. And the one who is helped by the flesh will fall, and they will all perish together. For this is what Yahweh told me, just as a lion or a young lion growls over the prey, even when a whole band of shepherds goes out against it, it's not frightened by their shouting. So Yahweh of hosts of armies, that is of the angel armies, will come down to do battle on Mount Zion, that is the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. So the Egyptians were just like men shouting at a lion, thinking that was going to, I don't know, somehow scare the lion away. But no, it was going to be no help at all. But Yahweh of the heavenly armies, that is, the Lord of hosts, like birds hovering, is going to protect Jerusalem. He will shield it and deliver it. He will pass over it. This is like the angel did on Passover night, and save it. So return to him, that is, repent, to him whom you have so greatly, terribly betrayed. At that time, everybody will throw away their idols of silver and gold that are the works merely of your own hands, and Assyria will fall by the sword, but not a sword of human beings, but rather the sword that comes from God to destroy them. And that's what happened. One angel went out and killed 185,000 of the Assyrians. Their strength will just disappear. Their commanders will be filled with alarm, declares Yahweh, whose furnace is in Jerusalem and his ensign is in Zion. That's what happened. The leaders of the Assyrian army, when they saw so many of their men were dead, they just ran away. And so, this is all history, but it is so true for us. Shall we trust in the flesh or in the spirit? And this is the whole tension in our lives, to trust in the flesh or in the spirit.